Morning.
QMD monitoring 26.
Hey, morning, Rick. NADMH mobile.
Morning, Drake. How's your day going? You heading to far? I'm actually going to Traverse City today.
Nope. I'm just going to the shop, which I'm pulling into right now. Not a whole lot on the docket today, but that's okay, because the energy level is low.
Yeah, I hear you. It gets that way now and then, doesn't it? Well, it's worth calming your mind down and taking a mental break. I think that's usually what gets you the most, is overworking your brain.
Well, I intended to use the week off that I had as that, but 90% of that was spent moving, so that didn't really work out.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough to get you going. Yeah. Everything goes in different places, and your routine gets dysfunctional and all the way above. So, yeah, I get it. So, well, I finally made an HF contact. I don't know if you were listening. I made six or not, but I finally made an HF contact and talked to a guy in Maryland, and I got a nano VNA that's kind of a cool little device, which allowed me to set up my vertical antenna. And now I got to figure out all these different modes and FT8 and everything else that's on this radio, and so I actually understand the thing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I haven't gotten an HF contact at the new place yet. I haven't done an actual HF contact from a local radio, in over a year. So I'm looking forward to doing that again. I just gotta wait for some nice warm weather to get an antenna up, and then I also got to get my two X30s up in a decent spot, because right now they're right about eye level, which is not exactly fantastic, but it does things.
Oh yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm working on all portable stuff, so it's really not weatherproof or anything. I've got the portable vertical and then a wire field antenna, a sloper that's, you know, only made for field use, temporary use, whatever. So yeah, I don't imagine I'm going to put up anything permanent at my place. I got the antenna in my attic that's good for now, but that's just VHF and UHF. Although after I use the analyzer on it, I think maybe it's only VHF. But anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out doing some remote stuff at low power, so that'd be kind of cool. And I'm curious about all this propagation stuff. I got an email or a text message or something I got to find or save somewhere that was directed to me and my call sign that they detected my my transmissions and, you know, the little map thing. I don't know what it was. I just saw it briefly, but I'm really kind of curious with, you know, how far my signal reaches out and all the different bands and things like that. So some of that, maybe that whisper stuff and things like that I might play with.
I gotta jump out here in a minute, but if you do whisper ST8 or any of the other digital modes on HF, you can use the reverse beacon network and go to pskreporter.com. I think it's pskreporter.com. You can just Google pskreporter, and usually it's the first option, as long as you don't click on an ad. Make sure it doesn't say ad, and you'll be fine. But, yeah, usually pskreporter will tell you where you're being heard, because whenever somebody else is running a digital mode, usually that application, if they're connected to the Internet, will send out signal reports of whatever call sign they're hearing out over the Internet, and it shows up on the map. So, like, 2-3 years ago when I was running FT8 on the 80-meter loop, you know, I'd crank up, like, 20 or 15 meters on FT8 or FT4, punch in my call sign, and see where I was being heard, and it usually gives you a pretty good idea of how well your antenna's working, and what stations are hearing you, what's not hearing you, and it even gives you signal strength and everything, so pretty useful tool, so. Yeah, keep that one in the bookmarks bar. But anyway, I gotta run inside. Rick, have a good one. We'll catch you later. Hey, anyway. Yeah,
that's
hey, BCW, momentarily mobile. Just wanted to shout out, say good morning, boys. Hope you have a great day.
KI7QMD here. I was typing while I was listening, so I did not remember your call sign.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey, name's Bentley, from Harbor Springs.
Oh, heck, yeah, I was just up that way yesterday. I get up there a lot. I think I've talked to you before.
Yeah, you're coming in a little bit broken, so I missed your call and your name. Go ahead.
This is 97 QMD Mobile. I'm down in Caravan City today on LinkedIn.
Catching about every third word from you. You're broken up pretty good. But anyway, yeah, have a good one, man, and I hope to catch you another time. K8BCW.
This is KE8FKW. Good morning from the great white north. Close to almost 40 today, so we're looking forward to the warm up.
KE8BCW, just about at my destination, but I just wanted to say hello, Brad. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day up there in the Sioux.
Oh, yeah, hey, every day is a good day, because I get I'm off today, so there you go, it's my weekend, so it makes it a good day. Yeah, I just got a cup of coffee here and enjoying the morning, and we're going to figure out where we go from there.
Solid plan, make it happen. I'm about to get into my next cup of coffee, too. Have a great day, great weekend, and enjoy this little warm-up we're going to have. K8BCW.
Hey, catch you later. KE8FJW. Horrible.
This is KI7, QMD Mobile, listening on 2-6.
Oh, you're solid in there now.
Yeah, I was, I had the PL for the remote receiver profile here, I had to change the DL frequency. Now I'm actually talking to the right receiver.
That always helps. So yeah, very good. KE8FJW.
One of these days I'll plug two frequencies with the two different PLs in there. I had this one marked as south, and I guess I must have changed it to the north the north frequency, so I gotta fix that, because it's, I guess it's annoying for people when you're really scratchy and you're hearing them perfectly.
Oh, yeah, it happens. Yeah, well, you got it figured out, so that's the main thing. So how are you doing today? We're doing good. You probably heard it's my day off, so I'm just at home today. Gonna figure out what we're gonna do next. Wait for the wife to come back home from dropping the two oldest girls off at school, so we'll go from there.
It sounds good having a day off. Yeah, I've got a trip planned through the UP. Tuesday, I think, I'm going through. I got to drop somebody off in Wisconsin and then turn around and head back. So, I might look up some frequencies and program them into the radio here so that I can chat to you guys, but... Yeah, having a day off is really nice. Makes a big difference. I'm heading down to our Traverse City location. I work for Iris Boat Shop in Harbor Springs and Charlevoix and Traverse City. And I'm going to Traverse City location today, which is why I'm talking on Drake's little machine over at Munson.
Oh, very good, yeah. Well, yeah, I do know we have that little boat shop down there in Hessel there, so that's neat. I always wanted to go down there and visit, but never made it inside there. Been there a few different times, but never made it inside the boat shop. That'd be kind of neat. I see it advertised all the time for the boating school to make all the boats.
Oh, yeah. It used to be Great Lakes Boat Building School. Now it's MTI, but the Hessel, the summer boat show that they have, it's worth going to at least once. It's a whole lot of wooden boats there. Kind of a cool little boat show. So, yeah, MTI is a cool place. They're doing a lot of good work. Training the youth and the boat building, boat repair people of the future. So, cool place, worth visiting. Couple of nice restaurants down that way too.
Oh, that's for sure. Definitely, it's a nice little town I like to visit. That's, you know, yeah. My grandpa and my uncles built wooden boats back in the day for boat racing. So that's what they got into that one. Way back then, I don't even know if they still do that. I haven't heard any boat races go on for a long time now.
Yeah, that's a fun sport. One of the guys that I work with, he races those little hydroplanes, and he's got his son doing it now. He kind of supports his son as a technical advisor, I think. But that kind of stuff must be fun. They get up like 60 miles an hour on those little things and fly around on the water. It'd be kind of fun. Well, heck, hey, I'm pulling into the shot, so I'm gonna quit talking for now, but pleasure talking to you, sir. This is 37 QMD Mobile. I'm going to sign with you for now. So 73 KI7 QMD Mobile.
Sounds good. 73. We'll hear you out here later. KE8FGW. Portable.
NH DMH Mobile. Hey, BCW.
Whiskey 8.
out in Lewiston. Anybody listening?
KD8DAX, heard a station, I think, from Lewiston. Go ahead.
Yep, you got Ryan here. You got Ryan. K8DYS, we're just pulling on the airport road in Lewiston here. Picking up some parts from this place over here, a conveyor factory.
Alrighty. Yeah, I'm down here in Okemos at work. I'm just connected with Echo Link, but heard you. I just did an in and out shortly there a few minutes ago on the IRA Infinite Repeater Association noon time roundup net. Ethan's running net control for the first time, got a new net controller. He did guest net, I think, last week or something, or 2 weeks ago, and he's net control today, so I just checked in on that at Echo Link on the other phone. They've been monitoring this one on the other phone, so this is on my work phone, I guess, with Echo Link, and then I've got the IRA going on the personal phone. So, yeah, I just heard you, figured I'd acknowledge you. But down here in Okemos at work, so living the dream. Not driving a truck, just hanging out in an office space. KDADX.
Roger, roger. Yeah, there's still quite a bit of snow piled up here on the ground there. But the roads are really good today again. So all week the roads were good. Yeah, we're going to be backing in here and going in and filling out the paperwork. So I'll sign. Hopefully I'm making it in good. I just turned the other way. I'm pointing north now. So. Alright, well, you have fun at work. I'll holler back out when I'm heading south. I gotta go to M72 and cut across the Grayling because the frost laws are on up here, so. Alright, KDYS, standing by.
Alright, sounds good. 73s, have fun. Yeah, maybe we'll catch you again here later. KDADX, we'll be clear and monitoring.
KD9NN mobile monitoring.
It's mobile.
Hey, it's bright and sunny. How's everything down there?
It's not bright and sunny.
Oh, well, I think that's coming. So, I hopefully doesn't feel anything. I don't know. Get a milk out of something similar.
Yeah. Just got done at Emmett Road Commission, and I got to go drop a radio off at Little Traverse Bay Band, and then it's go-home time. Finally.
What? Yeah, we just left the girls from school, and she was going to go for a little drive along the river, so...
Oh, there you go. That sounds fun. Yeah, I think it's, when I get home, it's going to be a pizza and beer kind of evening.
Probably pop myself and figure out what we're going to have for dinner. I'm sure the kids will figure something out. See what we can get for dinner.
Right on. All right, Brad, I'm going to let you go. You're pretty scratchy, so maybe give it another try when you get a little closer. And hey, DMH Mobile.
KAWW portable.
Yeah, how am I sounding? Am I pretty noisy in the system?
Well, you got some noise in the background, but not a whole lot. I can understand you talking.
Okay, it's total tier quality. I'm running a 7250 or whatever. I'm running a pendulum on my steel beam in my basement upside down, and it's one heck of a ground plane. I'm in South Lansing, running 5 watts.
You're on a bell thing and you're running 5 watts in south of Lansing. Well, that's pretty neat. So I didn't know we had a repeater down by south of Lansing, so that's good.
Yeah, there's probably no more noise coming back my way than your way, so I just checked it out, checked out another repeater, so I was able to work the UHF one over here real good. Well, not this time, but there's one time there. I moved it, and it didn't work very well after that, so I moved it back over the other way, and it didn't work. But eventually I'll get my answer.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, you know how that happens. Some of those repeaters come and go, that's for sure. So, yeah, you're getting harder to copy that time.
Okay, well, I don't know if I should be following that. I'm just going to call it good and leave it where it's at. All right, 7-3. Maybe I'll talk to you for the scene that I'm going to be over there in East Lansing area, so I might get my HD.
Sounds good, sir. 7-3. KE8FKW, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie. in the Sault Ste. Marie. Yeah, well, here's a leak repeater system down there. That's why I said I didn't realize we had a repeater down that far. So I don't know what repeater you're going into. Only one I can think of is the one over by Royal Oak there. But I didn't know that was a repeater. I thought it was just like a simplex thing. But maybe it's a repeater. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm from there. Weather conditions will be able to talk. So we'll take 73 and
okay, 73. KE8FJW. Portable.
K8BCW mobile.
Hey, Bentley.
Good afternoon, Drake. Heard you a little short while ago saying that you were dropping off a radio right in my neighborhood.
I've been up in your neck of the woods the whole day.
Well, my subdivision actually backs up to Hathaway Road by the government center where I think you said you were headed. So I'm just on my way out right now, and if you're mobile, maybe we'll run into each other. Hopefully not literally.
Oh, no, I'm way past Petoskey now. Actually, I wasn't even over in Harbor Springs. I was over in Conway earlier at the Road Commission. And then after that, I went to Little Traverse Bay Band Police is where I dropped that radio off.
Where is their facility? Is it at the governmental center there on Hathaway Road?
No, it's in downtown Petoskey, just south of the 31 and 131 intersection there, up the hill a little bit. I don't even know what the address is, but it's like right across from Fillmore's almost.
Yep, I know the spot. Spring Street, as it's called. Yeah, I've been in that building before. Forgot that the police were in there, though. I had a meeting with the band in there once or twice.
All right, Doc. Yeah, I've just had one portable to drop off there, and that's got to go over to Little Traverse Bay Band OEM, so they'll take it to where it needs to go, because I don't really know where it needs to go. I was just told, drop it off at this place, and then they'll take it somewhere. So I did what I was told.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice not needing to know when things are on a need-to-know basis.
That's for sure. But, I'm ready for the day to be over. It's been a mess.
Well, sounds like you're on the downhill side of it anyway, and it is Friday after all, so hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the rest of your afternoon. On another note, I've got a buddy of mine that actually bought a DMR radio, and I've been programming it up for him and getting him schooled up on it. So looking forward to playing with that a little bit more in the area.
Oh, good deal, man. I did make another DMR talk group on TJIF. It just stays on DMR. It's a standalone. I'll send you the talk group number for it and name. So 2416 is obviously connected to this, but then I made another one, 2272, that it just stays on DMR, and I think I just called it, like, T-Barge, or just, no, I called it District 7 AUX TAC, so it's like District 7 AUXCOM, but it's a TAC channel or whatever.
Yeah, I think you shared that with me before. I put it in my code plug, but I've never dialed it up or tried it. I wasn't sure what you would be using it for.
I don't know what else. I don't know what I'm using it for either. It's just there.
I don't know what the stuff is for, but I got the stuff.
Now that's a good movie reference.
Okay, dude, I just made that up off the cuff. I don't know what movie that is.
I don't either, but I know it's from a movie and it was funny.
Hey, by the way, the 1-9 has been rocking lately. I think that little squelch adjustment you made has been just fine. And, man, this thing is just blowtorching it, crystal clear. It's been awesome. So thanks for doing the tweaking on it.
Well, the change I made is only really going to affect the receive performance of the repeater, so... Well, that means the receive performance is better. Here you go. But, anyway, we got some news about the tower that we're going to be discussing. I'm going to be discussing it at the next meeting. So if you're at the next meeting, I don't know if I'll be there physically, but I'll likely be there virtually.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town for the weekend, so I won't be able to attend. But if there's something interesting to share that you'd rather not discuss over the air, I'd be interested in hearing it.
Yeah, well, we gotta see how stuff pans out, but I'll let you know. I've already been talking to Adam about it and stuff, so we've got a game plan planned, kind of.
The pre-plan of the plan to execute the plan that will be planned and later refined in the final plan.
That about gave me a brain aneurysm, but yes.
I know how that
works. All right, young man, I'm about to pull into the car wash, so I'm going to go. But have yourself a great weekend and try to relax a little bit. K8BCW.
All right, have a good one there, Bentley. And Brad, I heard you in there.
Hi, hey, sounds good to me. Just wait my turn. Hey, yeah, I would be interested in, too. That's kind of, I'm always interested in hearing about towers and sites and repeater stuff. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, maybe I'll, if you could send me the credentials, I don't mind attending one of your meetings.
Okay, yeah, I think either Nelson or Adam usually has that. Probably Nelson. I'll get with Nelson and I'll get you the Zoom specifics. So, because that's probably how I'm going to participate since I cannot, the ball joint on my vehicle is in a state that I don't feel comfortable driving it more than 5 miles.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. some people just say just add a little more grease into it, it'll be fine.
Oh, no. This is beyond adding grease. This is the wheel moves without you asking territory. Like, you can pull it up on a jack and it wiggles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little beyond that, so that's for sure. Well, supposed to be nice this week. I don't know. It's supposed to be nice up here, so I don't know what it's going to be like in Traverse City, but yeah, we're supposed to have sunshine, so far it turned into sunshine, so that's good. The thing is, the school is over, so that's good. Didn't turn out to be anything. And yeah, just going to hang out for the rest of the evening. I did have other plans to do today, but that didn't happen, and hopefully do some those plans I had planned on doing today for tomorrow. So that's how my day's going. It's all right. And it sounds like you're probably on your way home.
I am. I'm in Charlevoix now, but I'm stuck behind a school bus, so... hopefully they don't make a lot of stops.
You can always hope for that, but it's always the opposite. So, yeah. been there.
Yep. Anyway. I don't know what this person is doing. Yep, they're turning. Alright. Well, I think this weekend, if I have enough ambition for it, I'm going to try to get the URF reflector going again. I tried it last weekend and kept hitting a bunch of roadblocks, and I got frustrated and gave up, but I might try it again to see if I can get over the previous hurdles that are hurdles in the way. Man, my brain is fried.
Sounds like you need to take a vacation.
I did that last week.
Oh, hey, it was a long week.
Yes, it has been. Wow, I didn't get stuck behind the school bus and it didn't stop. That's great. Wow, that never, I feel like that never happens. Whenever there's a school bus, it's always, the fate is always sealed. You're always going to have to stop.
Oh, that is for sure. So, and it sounds like your school bus turned off, so that's always a plus.
All right, Brad, I got to get some gas, so I'm going to jump out of here. You have a good rest of your evening, and we'll see 7-3. ATMH mobile.
Sounds good. Drive safe, 7-3. And ATMH, KE8F2W, portable.
I think that was you, Rick. You caught me just as I was walking back in the car. Any DMH.
Hey, how you doing? I think I called it 2-4, but I can't see because it's in red on my dial.
You're a little scratchy. You must be on the remote receiver somewhere south.
Yeah, I'm probably in the wrong place. I'm gonna go to the 86. AI7QMD, switching 86.
Well, I won't be able to meet you there because I'm out of range of that one. You're intelligible. You were just scratchy at the beginning. You're fine now.
Yeah, I was down in Traverse City talking on the wrong TL this morning, so I switched it over. And now I'm near Elk Rapids, so I'm kind of like in between the border of the signal, I think. But I also am coming around the bend a bit, so should be pretty good by now, no?
I mean, you got a little bit of scratch going on, but you're 100% readable. But yeah, if you're up here in Elk Rapids, then that kind of explains the scratchy, but once it actually starts getting decently warm, I'm going to fix that problem too. We're getting close.
Ah, cool. That sounds cool. Yeah, I got off work early, and now I'm going to go physical therapy. But before I got in the car, I hung a sleeper around my house, so I'm going to play with my rig tonight and see if I can try a whole bunch of different bands and see what happens.
Oh, good deal. Well, that might encourage me to fire up the remote rig or somehow get a wire up in the air. I'll let you know if I do. I don't know if he's got my phone number or not.
Keep my regular radio on 86. Will that work?
I'll just shout for you there.
Yeah, I'll probably put a little word out that I'm transmitting on whatever frequency is, or listening on whatever frequency is. People are listening on 86 maybe that works, but I can give you a first to right, because I don't have a first to right, because I'm moving too, but I can, you know what, I got your call sign. I'll try to email you my phone number, but if you want it, or you think you can remember it, I'll give it to you right now.
Stand by. Go for it.
Okay, phone number is 231-445-2487.
231-445-2487.
Got it. And I just got to the office here, so I'm going to step out. But probably in about an hour and a half, I'll be playing around. So feel free to call if you wish. And I got to plug a few things in, but I'll be playing around. So maybe we'll catch you later. KI7 QMD Mobile.
All right, sounds good, Rick. We'll catch you later. Hey, DMH Mobile.
WDADX on 1-4.
For the weekend or whatnot there, so I thought you were somewhere other than your normal CTH there, so. But, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm just monitoring down here on the MSU, Michigan State University MSU 70 centimeter repeater. I've got that connected to my node up on Rainbow Lake, so south on Gratiot County, which has been connected to my repeater up in Ithaca, and then I've had it linked over to this system for a little bit, just trying to kind of monitor the system here and see how everything's going, so. But if there's any issues, I've been trying to keep an ear out there so I can disconnect the link if needed. So, yeah, it seems to be working pretty good. Plane radio. KDAX Mobile.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, it's coming in loud and clear. Nice, clear audio. And so you did something right. How's that? I've got a couple repeaters. I'm hoping to get another one onto the system here in the near future, maybe before the summer's out. I've got another repeater up in Northport, and you mentioned Fishtown. That's literally, I could be there in about 5 minutes. I live just south of downtown Lake Leelanau, and so Fishtown is just around the corner. So, anyway. We go all over the state, and but here this week it's going to be staying fairly close, so I'm okay with that. But yeah, I don't have a whole lot going on this weekend, so we're going to be kicked back, relaxed, and playing radio here in the radio room. So that's what I was talking about for the weekend.
Okay, copy that. So yeah, the radio room's the home for the weekend. Okay, I thought you were somewhere other than your normal QTH and you were just going to be there for the weekend or whatever. So I misunderstood that, so, all right, well, good deal. Yeah, the link's working. It's just all echo link. I don't know All-Star that well yet. I need to learn it better, but MSU has All-Star. That's why they could connect to MSU. I can't, but they could connect it. The geniusness of NT0Y, he could do that. But I've got to delve into All-Star one of these days. With Jay's help, NT0Y's help, I got a repeater phone or something, an app. I bought an $8 app on my phone, and I made an All-Star account, so I have it connected to my All-Star and my Echo Link. I still prefer to use the Echo Link app on my phone, because I like that I can lock my phone and still listen to Echo Link traffic, where the repeater phone app is basically making like a FaceTime audio call, and it's taking over your phone, basically, and you can't lock it or whatever, and all that when you're on an active call with that. So I like the Echo Link app for just being able to monitor. I've been on Echo Link pretty much all afternoon monitoring this link here with the Echo Link app. So, but the All-Star audio generally seems to be a lot better, higher def audio or whatever, less compression than Echo Link and all that. So there are definitely pros and cons, but I just have used Echo Link a lot longer, know a lot better. But eventually I'll maybe figure out All-Star, or at least get with some people that already know it well and can help me out or teach me some stuff whenever I have time, whatever that is. KCAPX.
Understood. I'm always learning. I actually work at a Motorola service center here in Traverse City area. And I am always learning something, and there's always something to learn. And that's what makes this so much fun. But anyway, I think I'm going to get off of here, and I've got someone who will be stopping by the house here in a little bit to pick up some stuff. So we're going to kick back, and you enjoy your ride this evening, and we'll look forward to maybe catching you on the air again. This is WD8DX, Jeff up here in Lake Leelanau.
Alrighty, 7-3s. Yeah, good chatting with you. Thanks for the ride along. Good to hear you out here. Always good to hear activity on the airwaves out here. So yeah, 7-3s. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the ham shack weekend there. KD8DAX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray is back from Rainbow Lake. We will be clear and monitoring.
I'm guessing it's on your side, though. I'm on Echo Link, so I mean, I've got a lot of road noise still, but I'm on Echo Link, and it sounds better coming through here, so figured I'd switch over to that since I'm getting out of range of the MSC repeater. Figured I'd switch over to Echo Link, KD8DAX.
Headed up to
Alma. KDADAX. Yeah, you're coming in. I mean, you got some road noise on you, but you're coming in decent. Or the signal seems pretty decent, but somebody just keeps constantly ker-chunking the Okemos machine, the 539, so that's annoying. But, yeah, you said you're heading to Alma. All right, well, have fun. Hopefully it's for something good, dipping or something. KDADAX.
I had to switch over to Echo Link because my radio, I'm not picking up anything except for static, really. Yeah, I keep noticing somebody's chunking on the Okemos repeater. Like, I made a couple calls back on my drive home. I ended up talking to somebody, I can't remember his name offhand, but was on his way to Stockbridge, and talked to him for a little while until he started to lose signal. Coming through perfect on Echo Link. I don't, maybe it's just my radio, I need to charge the battery. I need to get an actual decent mobile rig.
KDADAX. Yeah, that could be the FK repeater too. I'd rather swap out the equipment or anything. I've been doing that for a while. That's no, could be the repeater flaking out again. But I mean, we're should be replacing it soon with an upgrade. So. Not a high priority, I guess, at this point. I can just down remotely if needed, so it might be the IFCA machine. It very well could be the IFCA machine. Wouldn't surprise me. KD8DAX.
I don't know. I was hoping to talk to somebody from up north this morning on my drive into work, but I probably should have made the call more than once. I just made the call once I hit 57 and I had the Ithaca repeater pick me up and stuff, and I got engrossed in my extra class audio book on my way into work and realized that I was past the Maple River, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to pick up anything from Ithaca at this point, so then I switched it over. Sounds like the Aurelius repeater might be down right now, too. KF8 FKN.
Any damage?
KE8 FKW, also listening.
KD8 DAX and KF8 FKN here.
Yep, I've got it. Cool, I do. Zach, I'm drafting an email back to you right now. I haven't had a chance to send you an email back. I've been so darn busy and stuff. So you expect an email back here shortly-ish, sometime this evening.
Okay, is this Drake or who is this? Yeah, I was wondering because I responded back to the email a few times, pretty quickly, that I got yours, and then I haven't got anything back yet, so I was wondering, but, yeah, I got the, I'm making sure to not pipe the Elma repeater with the CWID here through the system, so I was hoping that was causing less interference at least. KD8DAX.
Yeah, this is Drake, KD8DMH. Yeah, I haven't forgotten about you, it's just been chaos. I just moved and trying to get stuff all squared away, so I'm working through my list, and right now you're on my list. I'm at your part of the list. You're at my part of the... You get what I'm saying.
Yep, I got you. I'm picking up what you're throwing down. All right, yeah, I just wondered. I was like, I tried to respond back quickly and then got nothing back since then, so I was like, okay, I guess maybe I've at least remediated the interference issue, hopefully. So that was the goal anyways. But, yep. All right, yeah, I'll look for your email here when you get a chance. 88DAX, mobile, northbound, US 127.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump out of here, but just want to let you know, I don't hate you. I'm not mad. Just catching up on the long list. If you saw my list of stuff I got to do, man. But don't worry. We'll get you taken care of here. All right, I'm going to get back to finishing this email, and I'll let everybody else have fun. Anyway.
All right, 7-3s, yeah, thanks for the heads up. Have a great weekend, and I'll look for your email. And you and Luke, you guys should compare their lists, you know, see whose list is longer. mine's longer than I want it to be usually, so, you know, but I'm guessing you guys both have me beat, so. All right, 7-3s, Drake, have a good one. Thanks for jumping in there. Go ahead, Luke. KF8FKN, up over to you, sir. This is KD8DX.
So I had to put my new mobile radio on a back burner for a minute because I still have to explain to the wife that I have a new HF antenna coming early this week, early next week. So... which I should probably tell my teenager that's driving around right now, chauffeuring me around, not to say anything to his stepmom. KF8FKN, back to you, Zach.
Nice. There you go. You got to keep it under the, got to keep it in the DL there. I got you. Okay. Yeah, The money can go very quickly on these things if you let it, for sure. I mean, you could just borrow probably pretty much indefinitely one of the club radios, they've all but mine have come back to the EOC, so you could even just borrow one of those. They're D-Star, but the D-Star repeaters aren't, running anymore, but just sitting there looking pretty in the rack, but they're not powered up, thanks to yours truly. But we've got those, and they're 2 meter, 70 centimeter radios. Mike had one in his truck for a while. He returned that kit. We have 4 kits, and I think I have kit 1 at my house, which I'm not using. I mean, you could use that one too, but we don't have the long cables, the remote faceplate cables. And I think Mike bought one. He might even sell you that one, or sell it to you, cheap, whatever. But he bought a kit, one of the. I mean, it's just an Ethernet cable, basically. You could just make your own, but you can buy them pretty cheap on eBay. If you can buy them cheap enough, it's not really worth making one, in my opinion. Yeah. But you can make one, either which way. Just get the pinouts and wire up an Ethernet cable. I think it's just a crossover cable. I think it's what Yeezy is, at least. But it's not up as our Yeezy. At least my Yeezys don't use the RDX45. They use an RDX12, 11 or 12, 6-pin, whatever connector. So, but yeah, as long as you know the wiring scheme, you can just pick up your own cable. But yeah, you could borrow one of those to get you an actual mobile radio in your vehicle. I mean, somebody might as well use them. So just a thought. KD8DX.
I might take you up on that offer. Just get the feel of what a mobile rig would be like in my my little Honda car here and stuff. I mean, I've been looking at the Yaesu FTM 150. I don't know. I think I'm on a Yaesu kick right now. I have the 817 all band QRP radio that I got a while back, and I just picked up my friend out in New Mexico just sent me his FT70VR and his old hotspot reflector and stuff, so that way I could talk to him out there on that. So I've been playing around with that. I've been looking at the Yaesu 150. But yeah, maybe I'll take you up on that offer and at least just get a feel for having the actual mobile radio in the car. At the next meeting, maybe I'll take you up on that.
Okay, CACMQ.
Yep, yeah, no problem. I don't see any. I mean, we can discuss it at the meeting, but I don't see any problem with that. We got one from John. Mark returned the one John Gibson's had for however many years that was in his office. So we got that one back. I have one at my house. I've had for going on a year probably. I haven't done anything with it. They're mounted on power supplies. You can just take it off the power supply and hook it up to your 12 volts in your vehicle and your mobile antenna, and you're good to go. So yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. Just use it as a 2 meter, 70 centimeter radio. To me, once you actually go with the mobile radio, there's kind of, to me, no going back to an HT as a mobile. I mean, I did that too. I think we've all done that at some point. It gets you by, but your high power on your HT is below the low power on most mobile rigs. So it's a pretty quick, easy sell once you got a mobile in there, especially if you can just use one for free indefinitely. You know, for all of your webmaster work, the club would happily let you use that, I'm sure. But I think I heard another station in there. I didn't catch a name or a call, but go ahead to the calling station. This is KD8DAX. Was there another station trying to get in there? If so, go ahead. Did you hear that, Luke? Maybe I'm hearing things, but I think I heard another station ID in there. Go ahead and take it.
Yeah, I heard another one try to come through. It looked like on from EchoLink, it looked like it was coming through on
a Link repeater, Cameron, yeah, M9KOP, hyphen R, but I don't know, maybe they're gone. I will sign off though. I just got up into Elma, so, this is, KF8 FKN, station clear, 73 Zach.
All right, 73s. Looks like you already dropped. 73s, Lucas. And yeah, if other stations are out there, go ahead and take it. This is KDADIX. We will be clear and monitoring. KDADIX, testing.
KD8FJW in the pile.
KDADIX. Yeah, I was just checking between Echo Link and on off on the mobile radio here. I'm within range of the repeater in Ithaca there, so I was just checking to see if it sounded good or not. If the repeater was flaking out again or not, but it sounds as good as usual.
I think it was K8DAX, KEAFGW. Oh, that's good. I was listening to you for a little bit. That's Brad, way up here in Sioux, Michigan. Way up here. I think you're way down there, I don't remember. Some little towny down there. But anyways. Yeah, we're way up here in the soup. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day. I was gonna let you know you're kind of, I don't know, you're kind of muffled. But anyways, we'll turn it back over to you. KE8FJW, horrible.
Yeah, can't copy that. Yeah, I'm not Echo Link now. Yeah, I'm getting some noise from the repeater. There's some noise, but I'm. Zipline connections through my house, which is 10 plus miles from the repeater, and we're only running 5 watts with a J-pole in the attic, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, kind of to be expected. But yeah, I'm back at Zipline now. Did you say you're up in, you said for St. Ignace or something? Yeah, I'm down here 27 and 57 in Gratiot County, so about halfway between Lansing and Mount Pleasant. I work in Elkhamis, and then I live up here in Rainbow Lake, so about a 45 minutes roughly back and forth from home to work. So just heading home from work. 88 DAX.
Okay,
Zach,
no, I didn't say St. Ignace, that's for sure. I'm further north than that. Anyway, yeah, it's all very good. So it's always good to be on the way home from work. So anyways. Well, we'll catch you later. KE8FJW.
Copy that. I think you said you're further north than St. Ignace. I didn't copy where you said you were at, but so you're up in the UTA places then, I'm guessing. Yeah, you sound good. You're crystal clear through the system there. So the portable is getting the job done. But appreciate the comeback. SM3s, have a great weekend. KDADIX, Zach from Rainbow Lake. We'll be clear and monitoring.
KC8CMQ with an announcement. KCACMQ continuing. Anybody that's got NASA on your computer or your telephone, they're showing live camera shots from the spacecraft showing the Earth as they're coming in. So anybody that's interested, go to your NASA. It will be on YouTube here pretty quick, too. KCACMQ.
Hey, John, how's it going? WDADX.
Hey, just hunky dory. I don't, right now I'm cancer free. We'll find out in another month and a half if I still am or not. If I don't, it'll be a year. So we're doing all right. We're trying to get what we can over here, being age-wise and health-wise, and starting to get rid of some of my equipment around here and some of the stuff that we got in the house. So other than that, we're still alive. We still listen to you every day, coming and going. We don't say much. We just sit and listen, still trying to figure out who's who and who, what, when, and where. Go ahead.
Hey, understood. Yeah, I hear you hop in every once in a while, but usually the time I hear you hop in, I'm not available to jump on the radio. So, you know, it's good to catch up with you once in a while. So, did you get any snow over there in Lewiston this morning? I know I was working over in Gaylord and Joburg this morning, and they got a good inch or two, but it was all gone by the time I headed home.
Yeah, I got 2.5 over here, but yeah, it's gone pretty well. Well, it's all gone now, except for what it has been there, but it's slow to get in the way. But hey, next weekend, what the heck? Get your chairs outside, your umbrella up, because it's gonna be 75 degrees. And over here, I'll have my hula hoop girls out here on my deck just dancing away, and I'm gonna sit here and watch them.
That's good to hear, because next weekend I've got to drive downstate, and we've got a movie shoot to be in. So the old patrol car is going to have some fun on the big screen. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, you should be ready to take what's his name out. Start going to shows here pretty quick. Well, shoot, man, I forget his name now.
Well, you're talking about Chester the Hearse. Oh, yep, I'm looking forward to that too, no doubt. But we need a couple really good rains, to get that salt off the road. So it won't come out of the garage until then, but. Hopefully, it's usually out by May. I know there's a car show coming up here in Kalkaska in the end of the month. So, you know, if something happens and it gets nice enough, we might pull it out for that. But no promises at this point.
Yeah, but it always needs a good bath. You know, being stored all winter. That's one thing I like about living over here in the Lewiston area and stuff. They don't use salt. We use that most of the time. It's dirt going up and down our road. We very seldom see the brine truck, but every once in a while when it's real heavy, they'll use the brine. But we don't go nowhere when they do that.
Yeah, that's the problem around here. In a lot of places, they scrub the dirt, but what a lot of people don't know is they mix in the salt right along with the dirt. So as it starts melting, it gives the dirt something to grab onto, so it kind of stays in place. But yeah, I let that rain just wash it off, and a couple good rains, and I know I'm good to go. So then at that point, if we get a little bit of snow after the fact, it's not too bad, because usually about this time of year, they don't do a whole lot because it's not going to stay.
Well, I bought an R5, and then last year, and it sat around here for a whole year. And then recently, they had a good deal on Amazon. I bought two 5RMs, And I had a friend of mine that's a ham radio, but he's real busy all the time. He helped me put that program in the computer. So I sat here one day and put all my frequencies in and whatever else on the computer. And then when I try to download the stupid thing, it's telling me it's not going to do it. So I've been waiting for a couple of days for him to walk me through that to find out what's going on. But that way there I can get these radios into the car, pull that 733 out of the van, put it in the house, pull this other one out that I can't use in here because it's a 65 watt. And it wants to turn off every time I key it because of the power supply is not enough. And we still got all the HF still stuck in boxes. I'm sitting here trying to get rid of them things too. So we're doing a little bit of one thing and one or the other. But other than that, the sun just popped out over here. KCHCM and Q.
Hey, WDADX, yeah. I just took one of my radios off my desk. I was having some problems. It was doing some strange stuff. And when I looked it up, found out there was a couple backup batteries inside it. So I took it off the desk so I could take it apart. And took it apart, got the batteries replaced, just haven't put it back on the desk. But I got enough other radios sitting here, so I'm not in a big yank. I did get my my other radio set for doing POTA this summer, so I'm hoping to get out there and do that. But the nice thing is I'm in a position right now, I don't need radios. It might shock a lot of people, but I'm really not looking for anything. But there's always that possibility something will pop up that I'll get excited about. But right now, the only thing I really need to do is I need to replace my my vertical at the top of the pole here and maybe get one more antenna up. But until then, we're not too worried.
Is the Gaylord repeater down? Somebody said it was, and when I was there the other day, I thought I was keying it up, but apparently I wasn't. I don't know.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but I know I was on the 8-2 today and had a conversation. I know the 14712, that is typically on fusion, so if you key the radio, you may not hear it come back to you. Not saying that it's not there. It's just over on digital. It takes it a bit to get switched over. So someone that just goes up and keys the microphone probably won't hear much.
No, I was talking about the 8-2. Because when I was over there in Gaylord, I had that little radio sitting at Walmart over there. I keyed this thing and nothing was going on. I didn't hear anything. So I figured, well, and then somebody else told me that it was down for a while, and then I seen that in Facebook that it was down. And then when I got on here, Echolink, that's not up and running anymore on that. Apparently John took it off Echolink, and he's got a link to it now, and I don't know if that's going to it or not.
Yeah, I don't know most of that, but I'd be honest with you. Like I say, I got on it today. AC8AY and myself had a conversation, a short one, but we had a conversation on it today. So I'll tell you, it's up and running. At least it was this afternoon. So if it was down for a while, it's back. But that's the best I could tell you.
Well, that's good news for me, because when we got to go over there, at least I know I can holler, see if anybody's floating around since I haven't been on there for a long time. But, of course, running back and forth to the hospitals and stuff like that, I just don't get to play radio. I don't get to go out much anymore, and then this gas is going up and down. Oh, over the weekend right now, until Sunday night, Freddy's has got gas for $3.69, and they got eggs for 99 cents, There's a couple things in there that they're doing or whatever else, but they got a lot of things going on right now up until Sunday night. KCH Central.
Yeah, understood. Well, it's a little ways for me to go over there to get gas, but yeah, I don't think it'd be worth the extra, you know, 10, 20 cents that I might save to go over there. So I eat up whatever I'd save by just going over there and coming back. But anyway, all right, well, I'm going to get back at my little things here. So you have yourself a good afternoon, and we'll be listening. 73 WDAPX.
Okay, Jeff. Hey, nice talking to you again. We're going to try to get on this thing more often. Of course, the only thing I can do is I can't get to radios because I can't hit the, I'm not that far away from the towers, and I got a heck of a time sitting here where I want to, and I can't hit it. So I got to use that going. Talk at you later, KCHCMQ.
KF8FKN monitoring.
KDADIX. Thank you.